Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, July 8th. I'm reading from the New International Version, and we're in the section of Scripture where Jesus is tempted in the wilderness. This is in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man should not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give you," he said, "if you bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. We are seeing here how Jesus is the fulfillment of all the different prophecies we read in the Old Testament, how he is the one who has come to deliver. He is the human who is able to do what only God can do because he's 100% God and 100% human. In this passage, I noticed three things. First, that Jesus was tempted by his carnal desires. Satan came at him saying, "Hey, I know you're hungry. Make this stone become a bread. I know you can do it." And Jesus replies, "Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." So our spiritual needs supersede even our physical needs. And then secondly, he tells him to test God. He says, "Throw yourself down from the temple. You know that God is going to command his angels concerning you." And I was thinking a lot about how we might test God. And it's complicated, isn't it? Because in the book of Judges, Gideon tests the Lord, sort of, or tests God's will with a fleece. Ultimately, I think that God is asking us not to ask him to do something that would go against his character. And then finally, he tries to take him to a very high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms. He's like, "I'll give you everything, all the glory." And Jesus says, "Away from me, Satan," that the glory belongs to God. So today, I hope that the Lord will help us all to trust in him, to seek him for our spiritual sustenance, to remember that his will is best, and ultimately that his is the glory. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this opportunity to read your scripture together. We pray, Lord, that you would be in us and work through us and help us, Lord, today to be about your work. Father, wherever my brothers and sisters find themselves, whether they're in a joyful season, a season of worry, a season of need, a season of rest, I pray, Lord, that they would be reminded of their dependence upon you. On this Saturday, we do want to pray for the nations, and in that regard, we pray for those who are in persecuted nations. We pray, Lord, especially today for those who are in China. We ask, Lord, that your kingdom would come and your church would rise up, and that those who are Christians would have freedom to speak. We don't know all the issues, Lord, but you do. So we pray for those who are being persecuted even now. Ask your watch care on them. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.